When I went back and told that man and his wife what had happened, they started crying like babies and praising the Lord. Then he showed me in the Bible where it said I needed to be baptized. Well, that took a lot of thought and prayer. My folks would have been happier if I'd come home telling them I used dope than to say I had been baptized. But I decided that if I was really serious about giving my life to Jesus, that I had to do it, and I did. Then I hitchhiked home to see my family. When I was growing up, we had this kind, loving woman named Cora who helped my mother. I used to hear her humming around the house. After I was saved, I realized that the tunes were hymns. I said to myself, I bet Cora is a Christian. So I went to see her before I met with my family.
Yes?
Cora? It's me, Lon.
Oh, my goodness. What are you doing here?
I wanted you to know I asked Jesus Christ into my life.
I've been praying for you since you were 2 months old. Come inside and tell me all about it. Oh, I'm so happy to hear all that. But what are you doing up here?
I've got my grandparents and my aunt and uncle all getting together tomorrow night. I'm going to tell them all about the Lord.
Lon, you do understand that that might not go so well.
Why? It's as plain as the nose on your face. They'll see it.
Listen, don't be upset if they don't. God's got to open people's eyes. Maybe God hasn't opened their eyes yet.
Oh, Cora, no. By the time I finish explaining it, it's going to be clear as a bell.
That may be, but don't be discouraged if it doesn't work out like you planned.
My family was skeptical to start with, just from the way I looked. I told them most everything that had happened and finally told them that I'd asked Jesus into my life. That's as far as I got. My uncle picked me up physically by my belt and the nape of my neck and literally threw me out of the house. When I told Cora what had happened, she had some good advice.
Oh, it's good that you went and talked to them. But we've got to pray for these people. We've got to pray that God opens their eyes.
For 7 years, my grandfather wouldn't talk to me. And it was 10 years before my uncle said anything to me at all. I'm happy to say that now they're all talking to me. I've had tremendous opportunities to share Jesus with them and had the opportunity to lead my dad to the Lord before he died. His biggest concern was that he wouldn't be Jewish anymore.
How could I turn my back on my heritage?
Dad, this is a completion of everything that being a Jew is. All the prophets in the Old Testament were looking forward to a Jewish Messiah who would save people from their sins by his blood.
And Jesus was Jewish?
Oh, not only Jesus, but all the apostles were Jewish. Practically the whole early church was Jewish. You don't become a Gentile when you receive Jesus. You complete what being a Jew is all about. He died a week to the day after he accepted Jesus. God has been extremely good to me. He's changed my life and changed my heart. He's answered my questions and met my needs. I am convinced that the only solution to life's mysteries and the only way to live a life of peace and contentment that overrides the problems is to have a personal relationship with the God of Israel. And a personal relationship with the God of Israel comes through the Messiah. I tried everything else, and nothing else worked. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Today, Lon Solomon is serving as the pastor of a church. Are you searching, empty, in need? The God who answered Lon Solomon's questions and met his needs is waiting to do the same for you. New life is for all who receive Christ. You may counsel with someone who is concerned by getting in touch with Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605.